Well, the nominees are out for the 96th Annual Academy Awards. Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer leads the way with an explosive 13 nominations. There are some surprises, though, including one big snub for Barbie.
Well, joining us live, WTOP Entertainment editor and film critic Jason Fraley. Okay, Jay Fray, first question. Do you think this will finally be Christopher Nolan's year with Oppenheimer?
Hey, I really, really do. Not only did it get the most nominations with 13, by the way, one shy of the record, 14. So not only is it leading with the most nominations, I also just think it was the best made movie. It was my favorite of the year. And Christopher Nolan's also so overdue. You know, you got the career Oscar vibes going for it. Memento, Inception, Dunkirk, Interstellar, all that. And, you know, even mainstream people can get on board with this because, you know, superhero fans have been rooting for Nolan to win since the Dark Knight wasn't nominated. That's why they expanded to 10 nominees for Best Picture when Dark Knight was snubbed. So they're rooting for Nolan for that. And for Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., they're rooting for him to get supporting actor. And first-time nominations for Cillian Murphy and Emily Blunt for the movie. So there's a lot of good feeling about it. And I think it would be good for the movies and good for the Oscars for a blockbuster to win like that. I think Argo, about over a decade ago, was the last time that a $100 million domestic grocer won Best Picture. So it'd be great if an Oppenheimer or maybe even a Barbie could support. Like, I think that'd be great for the Oscars.
Jason, speaking of Barbie, seemed like there were some surprisingly snubby things happening there, didn't it? I mean, it got 8, but there were still some big holes.
Surprisingly snubby. I like that phrase. Yeah. Yes. So first of all, yeah, thrilled that it got Best Picture nomination. Thrilled to see Ryan Gosling. You know, he was Kenuff for supporting actor. And America Ferrera, that was a pleasant surprise, Barbie fans. She'd been sort of, voters were sleeping on her in previous award shows, but thankfully got in there because that monologue about how contradictory hard it is to be a woman was amazing. Deserve it alone. But in terms of the snubby stuff you're talking about, lead actress Margot Robbie, literally the central performance, the face of that movie, wasn't nominated. And director Greta Gerwig wasn't nominated at all. And so to me, it's like, okay, you're sort of throwing the proverbial Barbie out with the bathwater with that. You know, literally the creative force, the director and the lead actress, not nominated, but okay, maybe it directed itself. I don't know. But don't worry, Margot Robbie is in there. She is nominated for producing the movie, so she'll be there, you know, vying for Best Picture. And Gerwig did get nominated for writing, you know, for adapted screenplay. I hope she wins there. So both will be at the Oscars, but it is generating a lot of buzz for a movie, you know, about, you know, trying to critique the patriarchy. Once again, Gerwig and Robbie aren't nominated.
Okay, final 30 seconds. What else stood out to you?
Well, I noticed Leo DiCaprio, you know, got snubbed for Killers of the Flower Moon. I think people just sort of taking it for granted at this point. But Lily Gladstone, his co-star, became the first Native American woman nominated for Best Actress. So that's pretty cool. Martin Scorsese, I was so happy to see him get in there. He earned his 10th Best Director nomination. So that passes Steven Spielberg's 9 for second all time. Scorsese's now second all time Best Director nominations behind only the great William Wyler, you know, Best Years of Our Lives and Ben-Hur and stuff. So some all-timer stuff happening this year, but it's going to be exciting to watch. We have some actual major players that people went and saw nominated this year. So that's what's exciting this time.
Thank you so much, Jason. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
WTOP Entertainment editor Jason Fraley. The Oscars air March 10th. That's on ABC.